Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this day of a whole lot of things. The one thing I can promise you is you probably haven't ever seen anything like this before. I'm going to give you a bit of an introduction to why and how and all that kind of stuff as we go along. First of all, I want to welcome back an old friend, Dave McEwen. Dave and I did 11 years together at St. Stephen's with the music there, so we brought him in to aid Steve and the choir and our soloists and to all the musicians. Rob LaRose is here to do percussion. These are the stars, trust me. You know, I just came up with the idea. They're the ones that execute all this, and I think you will enjoy it. So,
I'm going to interrupt you right now, because I've known you for 11 years. I have one little comment. As I was leaving the house today, I said to my wife, I'm going for a swim. And she said, no, you're going over to St. James to sing, aren't you? I said, no, I'm going to swim in a pool of talent. And believe me, this is great stuff.
So you all know that I have never written a script in my life, but this had to be scripted because I'd never stay on track. You would think with radio background I could read a script, but I have an awful time reading scripts now, so I apologize for that, but we will make it work as we go along. So this is the introduction to the service, and I forgot my buddy Devin. Devin is a star too. Hi, Devin. Devin is going to be baptized today, and he likes to give fist bumps. Right on. Good to have Devin and his family with us. Worship should tell a story. It should tell a story that is rooted in tradition. But there needs to be an ability for it to change and grow and inspire in new ways. In a sense, that is what I hope to promote today. It is my fear that the Anglican way is on the way to extinction. We have been stuck in a model of ministry, of worship, of governance, and simply a way of being that has lost relevance to many, if not most. As the world grows and shifts and changes, liturgy should be a point to clutch on to what we know, but only to ground us for a moment, to then allow us to bravely and fearlessly go forward to meet the world and offer that which is sacred to us, the story of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to color way outside the lines today. I do so for the love of this thing called Anglicanism, because I want to see the core of what we have survive and continue by doing what everything does, and that is change. Some will be intrigued. Some will be uncomfortable. All I ask is that you keep an open mind. I pray that this will be a helpful step in the journey. Now, most important, we need to have a little bit of fun. No, we need to have a lot of fun. Formality is waning in our world, but we seem to cling desperately to the past. We have high altars and vestments and processions and hierarchy and clergy collars and many other symbols that are completely out of step with the world today. None of those will be visible today. Baptism and Eucharist will be celebrated in the midst of the people. The sermon will come from the center as well. However, I will point out that because of our structure, it's really hard to do something in the middle with all these things anchored to the floor. Our liturgy tends to be formal. Today, laughter, exuberance, and experimenting are the themes. Personality is to shine brightly. You are not only expected to participate, you are required to engage and enjoy as much as you can. This won't be for everyone. Please stay with us. We'll be back to more traditional setups next week. What happens in the future? Well, now there is a great question. For me, this is my parting gift to you to think about. Music is central to church. I've always believed that. I have worked within the bounds of a classical setting for most of my time in ministry until I met the aforementioned Mr. McEwen. Well, classical might not describe today. Music will be the center of the story, though. The words, meaning, and interpretation are vital. We will touch many genres, and I've gone looking for stories to tell. I don't think there's ever been a service that I picked all the music. Well, that changed today. Absolutely, no apologies. If you are open to it, you will find that today's music tells the story of faith in the context of what I think is important today, even though the lyrics to one song were written 3,000 years ago. Some of the songs have few, if any, spiritual references. We need to look, think, feel, sing, participate, and see how all these things connect together into a story. So let's get started with what church would look like if Keith got to do what Keith wants to do, and he does get to do what he wants to do today. We are going to start with a mashup of three protest songs. What? Protest songs in church? Well, you know what? There is so much in today's world that the church needs to speak to in the way of protest. Listen to Hannah preach almost every Sunday. She's pointing out things to us that are out of whack that we need to get to. We need to protest our inhumanity, our unwillingness to include, our distaste for sharing, and many other things. In their era, these songs spoke against the loss of nature, the limitation of possibilities, and an attempt to silence a community voice. All things we need to do today. So, let the freaky people apply. The dock sitter's going to complain that nothing's going to change. And some 1960s LA kids take the stage against the man.
And the sign said, long hair, freaky people need power to fly. So I tucked my hair up under my hat and went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, said, imagine that. Be working for you. Sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Yeah, I'm sitting dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I have nothing to live for, looks like nothing's gonna come my. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Oh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay,
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Now it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. With people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. It's time to stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep. Will creep. It starts when you're always afraid to step out of line. The man comes to take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. I say stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And the sign said, everybody welcome, come in, kneel down and pray. When they passed around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay. So I got me a pen and paper, made up my own little sign. I said, thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine.
In the early 1990s, I was the leader for a Teens Encounter Christ weekend in Calgary. Even though this next song, which we're calling our opening song, was nearly 30 years old then, it was wildly embraced by the kids on that weekend. They sang it, and they sang it, and they sang it, and they sang it. Well, it's been 30 years or more since then. Is our opening song still relevant?
Oh, turns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the
seated. There is just one scripture reading, one scripture song today. The words are 3,000 years old. The music was written in the early 1960s, a folk beat, but it was pure rock and roll that took the birds up the charts with our choir anthem, scripture reading, scripture song, whatever you want to call it, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to it.
To everything, there is a saying.
normally from Sunday to Sunday here at St. James Westminster, we sing the song. So, of course, today, we're going to say the song. One of the unwritten rules of Anglicanism, since I was this high, is that you sit and listen, do not participate. Well, that's going to change today. Psalm 29 is about to be read. It's going to be read by you. I'm going to invite anybody who wants to stand up and read a verse, just to participate. That's the whole idea, so that we can step over that barricade of history and say, yeah, I can read, I can participate. I don't have to just sit and listen. This is my worship service. So I have a plant that's going to read verse 1. Go ahead.
Ascribe to the Lord, all heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Who wants to read verse 2? Go ahead.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord of the mighty waters.
The Lord of the voice is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
John.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars in Lebanon. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord came from the back of the church. Go ahead, Rebecca. How's that? Harmony. All right. Just like we were singing, we have harmony. Where are we at now? 9? This 10 next? 11. Okay, who wants to finish strong? Go ahead. Okay, hold on. We've got two people. Peter, stand up. Both of you can read it together. Okay, on 3. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 3. Go ahead. That's the psalm. Thank you. Today is the last Sunday after Pentecost, the reign of Christ. That's the liturgical name. As we turn toward Advent, the church leans into the apocalyptic genre of Scripture. Before we restart the story at Christmas with the birth, we ponder the future. Is there hope for the earth? Is God ordained a time of ending or transition for the world as we know it? What might Revelation really mean? That's the theme you'll find in the Gospel in the weeks ahead. For today, though, we have this confusing yet intriguing apocalyptic view of our future as penned by Canadian rocker Neil Young. Made most famous by a trio called Prelude, Dolly, Linda, and Emmylou brought another round of fame with their rendition. But what you're about to hear now, I think, is as good as or even better than those versions. We have had this once during the pandemic recorded, and Katie Clark does an absolutely fantastic job of After the Gold Rush.
Well, I dreamed I saw the night in armor come, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating. I was lying in a burned out basement. I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home.
Well, I told you we were doing things from amongst you today. I'm back here. I got my nice stool and I'm about to preach, and this is the way it should be. And if we had chairs, I shouldn't say that, but I will. If we had chairs, you could all pull off a chair and we could have a nice circle and just like camp here and Jerry, you know, get everybody nice and close together. But we'll make this work. So the homily today is based on a song that is charted in three different countries. It's been recorded at least four times and has even been rewritten a time or two. There is hardly an obvious spiritual reference in the lyrics except for the word pray. Yet it is for me amongst the most profoundly spiritual songs that I know. Originally, it was a French folk song sung by Jacques Brel about a lost love, and it wasn't a very happy breakup. It became a more classical contemporary song in the United States when released by Rod McEwen. The Beach Boys recorded it, but never released it. One of their producers at the time had rewritten the song for them after learning a childhood friend was dying of cancer. So said producer, Terry Jacks, took the song, recorded it himself, and turned it into one of the top songs of 1973. This is Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABCs, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky, now that the spring is in the air. Pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time.
Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine, too much song, wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky, now that spring is in the air. Little children everywhere, when you'll see
the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. and every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground.
We had joy, we had fun,
we had seasons in the sun,
but the hills that we climb are just seasons out of time.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun,
but the hills that we climb were just seasons out of time.
The song is about love and loss, two things that we have to deal with every day. You can't love if you aren't willing to risk loss. It's part of the way things work. Love is most important to us. But we know that we'll grow up, we'll grow old and older, and then we will go to what is next. We need to find ways to grieve the passing of someone we love, to then open our arms and our eyes and our souls to love again. I've experienced that in almost 30 years of ministry. Every time I leave a parish, you got to believe that I grieve losses. I know it's hard to believe, but I've missed Dave an awful lot for the last 11 years. We were kind of frick and frack, yin and yang. And there is a loss when you leave people that you've known for 11 years. But it's part of life. You move on. And now there'll be a sense of loss, perhaps, that I'm leaving here. I'm now concluding what I've done for a huge part of my life. And I'm going to feel loss. But I'm quite certain that if I work my way through that loss, I can find ways to love retirement, love the new freedom in life, and find new projects. So let me take it back to my theme for today. You may agree or disagree, and you're absolutely welcome to that, but I need to say this. We have to grieve the loss of the Anglican Church. I've been in the Anglican Church since 1957. Probably the first time I went to church was a couple of weeks after I was born. I was baptized in an Anglican church. Other than some rebellious years in my 20s, I have been a fixture here. What we've done, the way we've done it, and always doing the same thing, no longer works. Talk to your grandkids. They want something new. They want something that engages them. They've got computers that will give them instant gratification and take them to another game and another game and another game and another game. If that's the people we want, we have to change to get there. Doesn't mean we don't love the traditional Anglican church, the traditional building, the traditional everything. But as I started, and as the song says clearly, if you want to love, you have to risk loss. So I leave you with the idea that perhaps it's time to grieve the loss of what was the Anglican Church. And not throw it away, but take the core of what it is, reboot it, refresh it, and make it new, vital to another generation, and another generation, and another generation. Amen. Enough words, it's Devin's time. There, that got his attention. We move now to the baptism. This is probably always the most fun service I ever do. I love doing baptisms because I get to look into his eyes and see the awe and wonder. And there's another one or two back there that I baptized. I've probably baptized 300 or 400 kids along the way. And every one of them special because I see a new beginning in that child. So we have to do all the other stuff in between to get us to the place. Devin's visiting. He's saying, hey, look at me. I'm the center of attention here. Well, we need to say first, the candidate for holy baptism will now be presented. So I invite the parents and sponsors to please stand. Hey, you going to come and help me? Come on, you can come with me. Oh, big guy. Okay. They're going to talk about you. Okay, can you count to three? Can you go one, two, three? Okay, so he got three. Okay, so parents and sponsors, on three, you're going to read that line in yellow. One, two, three.
I present Devin Williams to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Wow. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? Oh, he's leaving. I will, with God's help. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to obey him as your Lord? Everybody else gets to answer the next one. This is not something that is confined to a small group of people. As the members of this church, we are welcoming Devin. He's part of our family when we baptize him. So I ask you, in all seriousness, hoping that I'll get a very enthusiastic, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support Devin in his life in Christ? Okay, normally you see the hierarchical thing. You guys can sit down now. The hierarchical thing is a leader gets to say the prayers. But what does it say there? It says the prayers of the people, doesn't it? Prayers for the candidate by the people. So we're all going to say it. White, yellow, everything, just read it all. We're going to start and we're going to go right through it together. Everybody, let us now pray for Devin to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death. Lord, hear our prayer. Open his heart to your grace and truth. Lord, hear our prayer. Fill him with your holy and life-giving spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. Teach him to love others in the power of the Spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. Send him into the world and witness to your love. Lord, hear our prayer. Bring him to the fullness of your peace and glory. Lord, hear our prayer. Ignore the term celebrant. It's for all of us. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. The Thanksgiving over the water. Usually I have a whole bunch of kids to help me. I got no kids today. So can I have a couple of people volunteer to come up and be kids? I forgot. Some people came in at the back there at the end. I do have some kids. Oh, I get all wrapped up in what I'm doing. Anybody want to come and help me? Hi there. Wow, that's a nice bear. There we go. Hey, here we go. Come on up. Are you going to help too? Should we baptize the bear? They're coming. Come on. It's funny, I looked around about 2 minutes before the service started and said, oh no, I don't have any kids. And then I remembered I saw some coming in. Okay, so it says that we have to do something. What does it say up there on the screen that we have to do? It says we have to do Thanksgiving over water. Did you guys bring some water? Nobody's got any water? How are we going to do this? Should we send Jim to run to get a can of water from the kitchen? Maybe there's some around here. Do you think we can find some? Look around the corner there. What do you see? Look what I found. What do you think? Ugh. What do you think's in there?
Water.
I think it's ginger ale. What do you think? Who wants to stick their finger in? Just nice. You want to check it out? What do you think? Is it water? Yep, Devin says it's water, so it must. So what do we do with the water? No? Oh, we put it in the font. So when we do this, this water represents what? In one way. Represents the River Jordan. That's a big river. So we have to make a splash. This is really heavy. So can you guys help me push this up in the air so we can make a splash putting it in the font? Come on. I don't bite, I promise. Okay, grab the back of it. Okay, push it way up in the air. There we go. Get a little splash going here. Okay, good stuff. Now, I need your help because the adults always wimp out on this. When we make something holy in church, we do it by putting our hands out like this and asking God to bless it. But I ask the people back there, and they have to hold their hands out for a couple of minutes, and they all kind of go down like this. But I know you guys can hold your hands out all the time, right? But that means everybody else can as well. So together, as a community, we're going to bless this water by holding our hands out. Let's just read it all together. It's more fun that way, okay? The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him and to you and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. High five. Good job. Most of you, their hands are all down. Well, they just put them down. I caught them when they weren't looking. Thank you for your help. That was cool. You can go back now and be seated. So let us now join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Hey, you coming back? Okay. Again, instead of me reading parts and you reading parts, we'll read it all together. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? I will with God's help. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? I will with God's help. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I will with God's help. Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth? I will with God's help. Oh, Devin, it's time. So Devin, parents, sponsors, family, whoever needs to come up and be close while we do this, come on up. Okay, Devin, you ready? Okay, we'll give Dad this to hold on to so you can help drum. You gonna let me do this? There we go. Come on over. Oh, you're just the little guy. Okay. What's your name? Fred George? How about Devin William? I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Amen. Okay, that can dry you off a little bit. We're going to go say hi to everybody real quick here, okay? Say hi to these folks. They sing, 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 sing. Yeah, that's it. Good. That's Hannah. She's really bored because I'm doing everything so far, but we'll put her to work soon. That's Steve. I bet you he can make the piano make a noise right now.
Hi, Devin. How you doing?
Can you give him one good note? Whoa, pretty cool, eh? There we go. That's my family. I baptized Rebecca. She was about your size. Pretty cool. There we go. Look at all these nice people. Look at them all. Wow. Is this fun or what? You think if we sneak out the back door, they'll notice we left? Most of what's left is for Hannah to do, you know? Maybe we go to the Walnut and get a donut? Huh? Oh, hello there. There's some more. Hi. Okay. Guess we better go back, right? Oh, boy. This is hard work, isn't it?
Talk?
No, you're happy now.
Talk?
Oh.
Talk?
I'm not sure what you said, but he wanted something. How about Dad? Yo! You got him? Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sins and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, and in your Holy Spirit, give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Oh boy, we get to light a candle now. Okay, I think we better keep this away from Devin. Yep. There we go. Somebody over here. You can look at it later when it's not so light. Okay? Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness to light. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Amen. High five. All right. Okay. You guys can all go back and be seated. We're going to transition now from one sacrament to the other. As soon as I find where I am in my script. So we've now welcomed Devin into the family of Christ by baptism, and we're going to transfer to the other sacrament, Eucharist. So first we will celebrate our angel and then take a ride through life, death, and life eternal through eyes of two country musicians. But first, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace,
everybody.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Stubbed my toe on a G.I. Joe, tripping over toys this morning. My little blue-eyed girl with the yellow curls said, I love you, Daddy, without a warning. Yeah, and they both think I'm Superman. I can crush a Dr. Pepper can easy. I can be a teddy bear when they get scared. They both need me. To watch them sleep, how could anyone say? There's no heaven, there's no way. Tiny wings, pretend that they are flying. And when I hear the sweet voices sing, there's no denying.
even when they cry, I see heaven. Next song was very special to Keith and I, and he told me not to make too long a plug today, but we helped a lady 4 years ago who's not with us anymore, Joni. I see her up in your stained glass window. It's beautiful. She's one of the angels looking down. And before she went, she had a very quiet conversation with me, and this is really the theme of what she said or thought at the time. When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion, my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Gonna walk with my granddaddy. You match me step for step, and I'll tell him how I missed him every minute since he left. Stand forever in the light of him. His amazing grace. 'Cause when I get where I'm going,
your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
We're about to move to after we say the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Grant us peace.
So, there will be two stations, one on this side, one on this side. There will be bread and wine at either. You can receive bread and or wine. If you would prefer just the blessing, just come up and cross your arms across your chest, that's fine. If it all seems too confusing or you're uncomfortable, just stay right where you are and listen to the communion music. We've got a couple of different things today. So as we move to receive communion, putting aside our blips and stumbles of the week to come and receive Jesus anew, we can meditate to the sweet sounds and words penned by John Michael Talbot, and then we can all join in on a jam session of a classic that calls us to what Christian community is truly all about.
Peace to God and the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I am the bread of life. All who eat this bread will never die.
Christ given for you to preserve your body and soul.
I am God's love revealed. I am broken that you might be.
Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
May God, the source of life, embrace you in love forever. May God, the servant, bear your burdens with you, and may God, the Spirit, grant you life in one another. May the blessings of God, source, servant, and Spirit, be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, 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 thank you. I don't know if I got enough yet. Thank you all. I hope you enjoyed this. I absolutely did. I believe to my soul that we need to get into different places, and this isn't the only way we can do it. Maybe we get Hannah to put on a hip-hop service. Yeah. You don't want to see me in hip-hop, but you know, we just need to get outside the box. And I think that we can bring some other folks in. So, thank you all, especially to the musicians, the choir, everybody that helped out. There's something afterwards here, I forget what it is, but it's going on, so come into the fall afterwards. But first, the closing hymn. Do you know why I selected this as the closing hymn? Because I absolutely love this song. We used to do it at St. Stephen's. I came over here. All of a sudden, I found out you do it here at St. James. So I'm sure wherever I retire to, they'll sing this song. If they don't, I'll teach it to them or try. If you can listen to this song without moving your hips, shuffling your feet, maybe singing along, well, I don't know how you do that. Also, I need to tell you, I have a new favorite version of this song. Go to the YouTube and check out Wade in the Water by Larkin Poe. Larkin Poe, two young ladies. One with a slide guitar. Dave and I are having great disagreements about this, but right now we're going to do the St. James version of Wade in the Water.
Dressed in white,
God's gonna trouble the water.
The leader looks like the Israelites,
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water, wade in the water till then. Wade in the water, God's gonna trouble the water.
See that band all dressed in red,
God's gonna trouble the water.
Looks like the band that Moses led,
God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, God's gonna trouble the water. And what do I see?
God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh, that Holy Ghost is a coming on me. God's gonna trouble the
the water. Follow me down to Jordan.
have a postlude straight from the Grand Old Opry, a traditional gospel song for one person. This is the train song, don't you know?
She used to tell me with her lovely Irish accent, "You'd better sing the train song for me when I'm here." Well, you're in for a treat right now, I tell you, Winnie. Can you hear the guitar out there?
There's a long black train coming down the line, eating off the souls that are lost in crime. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. You can look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. The train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is there.
Boy, when they want something, they want it done.